You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880. The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, The Lottery Cannot Save You. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
2 years ago, an unusual newspaper headline arrested the attention of the readers. The lottery, the headline stated, cannot buy life. This attention-getting headline, which dealt such a sobering punch to the readers, was the actual words of a grieving youngest member of a Kansas family who found out that money is not the answer to life. After winning the lottery, through tears and heartaches, this Kansas family learned that the words of the Bible are true, that if we want to have peace and joy and security in this world, we dare not fix our hope on the uncertainty of riches, but rather on God who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. The details of the family tragedy are simple. A lady in Kansas quit her job in order to stay home and to care for her husband. He was dying from cancer, and on that day, when this lady went to pick up her final check from the company where she had worked, she stopped by on her way home to buy a lottery ticket. And guess what? The ticket that this lady bought was the winning number. But then, as we say in a human sense, the storm clouds appeared. You see, the newspaper explained that only a few days after this lady had received the thrilling news that she had won over $25 million in the lottery, then she too was diagnosed as having stomach and liver cancer. As a result of all of this, the youngest son in that family said, if there was any way to give all that money back and to have Mom and Dad's health back, it's a given. We would do just that. Today, in 1998, the devil is whispering into the ears of millions, and maybe also into your ear. If only you had more money. If only you could win the lottery. Then all your problems and worries would be over. But my friend, be careful. Be very, very careful. Every time the devil tempts you with that lie, then reject it. And instead, turn to the real truth about the matter. Yes, read carefully the words of Jesus, especially those words he spoke in his parable of the man and the man who placed his security in worldly possessions. In the Bible, in the Gospel of Luke, we read, "And Jesus told them a parable. The land, he said, of a certain rich man was very productive. Consequently, this man was harvesting a great harvest. And as a result, this man began reasoning to himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no place to store my crops?' So then he said, 'This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. There,' he said, 'I will store all my grain and my goods.'" And of course, there was really nothing wrong with the idea this man had, except this. This man, greatly blessed of God, then made a very serious and a fatal mistake. This man then began to boast. He said, "I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.'" Obviously, this gentleman did not live with the advice of St. Paul that we are not to be conceited or to fix our hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God. Oh, the rich man was bragging. Yes, he was boasting that he was placing his security and his retirement in worldly goods. But then God said to him, "You fool, you fool, this very night your soul is required of you." And now the Lord asked the man, "Who will own what you have prepared?" So is the man, the Bible says, who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. You see, the Bible is very clear in pointing out the vanity of seeking security and happiness in the things of this world. Newspapers report regularly the excitement of those who win millions in the lottery. But thank God, newspapers are now also running more and more stories of the disillusionment of many others who have been lottery winners. You see, these actual newspaper reports detailing the disappointment of winning the lottery, these true stories might be fascinating and shocking, and they may even be a powerful reminder to many of us that money is not the answer to life. But my friend, I must also tell you that if you and I are going to honestly and seriously change our attitude and our lifestyle, then it is going to take more than a few newspaper stories, as dramatic as they might be. You see, to get our lives rearranged and our values in life prioritized and our hope refocused from the passing glitter of money and lotteries, redone and moved to the permanent treasure of knowing and trusting daily in the unchanging and gracious God of the Bible, to make this change is going to require the miraculous power of God's almighty Word. And so then, just like restoring one's health does not happen overnight, but requires weeks and even months, so also refocusing our values in life from the uncertainty of lottery dreams toward the rock-like assurance of faith in our loving Lord, this does not happen overnight either. You see, this growing and maturing spiritual understanding is not a result of our own efforts to become more religious or more godly or more spiritual or more whatever. And so then, my friend, instead of being excited by the many lottery ads on television, all of us need instead to listen to God's Word so that instead of hungering for materialism and money, so that we thirst for the Lord instead. As the deer pants for the water brooks, the psalmist says, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God, the psalmist states. Oh, can you imagine what it would be like today if people were going bonkers over God and not over the lottery? Can you imagine people hurrying to the church with every last nickel they have in order to give it to missions instead of spending every last nickel at the casinos or on the gambling boats or wherever? And maybe you are one of those who has spent minutes or maybe even hours thinking and dreaming and scheming about what exactly you would do if you won the lottery, and if suddenly you had a million or 2 million or maybe even 100 million. You see, the devil has a way of getting us all excited and all messed up and all distorted about what is really important in life. Remember the story of the Kansas family I mentioned only a few moments ago? They won millions. Even while they lost their health, they learned the real value of life the hard way, the tear-filled way. And so then each of us needs to know and to make a part of our daily thinking the godly philosophy and the Christ-centered attitude expressed by the Apostle Paul, that by fixing our daily gaze on the crucifixion cross instead of lottery numbers, our hearts will then be assured that God will always take care of us. What then, the Bible asks? What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? Our Heavenly Father, who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up on the cross for us all, will He not then freely give us all these other things we need? The next time the devil tempts you to fix your faith and your feeling on the love for the lottery instead of the love that God has for you, then look at the bloody crucifixion cross. God spared nothing, absolutely nothing, even the innocent death of His own Son. He permitted all of this in order to absolutely assure you of a life and a hope that all the millions and all the lotteries in this world could never give you. Oh, this young man in Kansas who lost his mother and his father to cancer would have gladly, yes, cheerfully and quickly given back all of the lottery winnings if his parents could have been given only a few more years of life to live. You know, someday, according to the Bible, there are going to be people in hell because they placed their trust and their security and their eternal hope in the money and the materialism of this world instead of in the sin-cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. And then, yes, then, they too will realize, but only too late, that they traded cold cash for the warm and saving love of God. Oh, if you and I could only sing or whistle or even hum in our head every day the words of the hymn writer who wrote the hymn, "What is the world to me? The world seeks after wealth and all that mammon offers, yet never is content, though gold should fill its coffers. I have a higher good, content with it I will be. My Jesus is my wealth, what is the world to me?" Oh, what a confession of faith. I pray that God would give you the same. I pray that the Lord would enable you to look away each time the lottery hawkers are advertising their deadly poison. "What does it profit a man," Jesus said, "to gain the whole world and yet lose your own soul?" And so for me today to raise the red warning flag regarding the spiritual suicide of focusing your faith and trust on the lottery, this is not a new concern. From the very beginning to the end of the Bible, in His holy word, God graciously warns that seeking security in money and the things of this world will have devastating spiritual consequences. To his co-worker Timothy, St. Paul wrote these words, "Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy." In the Old Testament, Job confessed, "If I have put my confidence in gold and called fine gold my trust, if I have gloated because my wealth was great and because my hand has secured so much, that too would have been an iniquity, calling for judgment, for I would have denied the God above." Again, in the New Testament, James writes, "Your gold and your silver have rusted, and their rust will be a witness against you and will consume your flesh like fire." And so, my friend, by using the lottery, gaming, and other forms of gambling, the devil is daily deviously designing ways to divert your eyes and emotions away from the love and the security of God. In recent years, the lottery has proven to be the devil's most effective tactic. In front of gas stations and quick shops, as the lottery jackpot gets larger and larger, the lines get longer and longer and longer. But tragically, as our society seeks security in the lottery, the lines going through the church doors on Sunday morning are getting shorter and shorter and shorter. Many of us have rejected that godly attitude the psalmist describes when he says, "The eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food in due time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing." There may be times when you feel the devil tempting you, my friend, as you see lottery tickets for sale. At that moment, ask yourself the question, are you seeking peace of mind and security in money and materialism? Or are you placing your life and your eternal hope in God? Do like Jesus did and say to the temptations of the devil, "Get thee behind me, Satan." And then for all your concerns of this life and the next, make your daily motto the inspired words of the Apostle Paul when he said, "What then shall we say to all these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Our Heavenly Father, who did not spare His own Son, Jesus Christ, but delivered Him up on the crucifixion and the bloody cross, will He not then also freely give us all these other things that you and I need in life?" O Lord, we pray for all those listening today. When they see the lottery numbers, enable them to look the other way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.